David Bowie here on Radio Valencia. That's called Sue, or In a Season of Crime, off of his Black Star album, sort of his goodbye kiss to the world, released just days after his passing, some years ago now, I think. Boy, I want to say 2015-ish. You know, if only there was a way for me to just go check. If only there's some repository of massive repository of knowledge that knows the answer to questions like what exact year did David Bowie die and the album Black Star by David Bowie come out. But I'm just going to shoot from the hip and say sometime around 2015. You can hold me accountable if I am way off the mark on that. We also heard a couple of Tom York adjacent projects before David Bowie. We heard The Conversation is Missing Your Voice. You hear that? Which reminds me, Radio Valencia is a free-form radio station that is always accepting DJs who appreciate the art form of free-form radio, totally non-commercial, and you just need to let us know what you have in mind, and we'll see what we can do about getting you on the schedule. You can email us at station@radiovalencia.fm and let us know what you have in mind. So that album, that the song The Conversation is Missing Your Voice is off an album called Tall Tales, which I think came out last year, 2025-ish. Tom York, but also a guy named Mark Pritchard. Now here's the thing about Mark Pritchard. I don't know anything about Mark Pritchard, but I'm going to look it up and see what else he's got to offer. But who I do know about is who we started off the set with, which is Flea, doing some things he doesn't usually do. I'm assuming he's playing some bass on that one too, but mostly trumpet and the vocals on that one, also by Tom York. The song called Traffic Lights off of a new album coming down the pike from Flea called Honora. If you happen to read the New York Times, as I am a regular reader, then read the article. It's a great story about how he came to make the album, and even right down to the album cover. So we shall continue here. I'm going to tell you what's coming up. More music is what's coming up on Radio Valencia's Escape Velocity show. This song by the ever epic Doves, also another Radio Valencia favorite, Caught by the River, off of the last broadcast.
Give it all away now. Let it come.
Addiction, Ocean Size off of Nothing Shocking. Three songs, three different decades. Jane's Addiction representing the 90s there. Before that, where have you ever heard Jane's Addiction mixed with John Denver? Only here on Radio Valencia, my friends. That was The Eagle and the Hawk from John Denver holding down the 70s. And we started off the set with the ever epic Doves with their song Caught by the River off of their album The Last Broadcast. Representing the entire millennium of 2000 on. Okay, so what's going to happen is more music, as I've said. This is pretty much the plot. The beginning, middle, and end is music. With that, I'm going to... shit, now. Earlier I said, like, how do we find out things? Is there any... I wish there was some way we could find out how things were released, when, and how certain band names are pronounced even. I did not take time to do that with this next band, but they caught my ear, and I will attempt to say their name. There are a lot of consonants in this band's name. It is the Vermicious Nids off of their album, The Vermicious Canids. There's a little apostrophe K, apostrophe N-I-D-S. Song is Touch and Go. Thanks for listening. This is Radio Valencia. Radio Valencia coming at you live right now as this is being recorded on March 23rd, 2026. It's a beautiful day in San Francisco, broadcasting live from the Mission District of that city. We call this Radio Valencia Freeform Radio. Transmissions from the Mission is our tagline. I'm looking out the door, looking at the sunshine and loving it all. That was a set of mostly Australian, you could say punk rock. I don't know, it was a pretty long set. Not just punk rock, the last few songs anyway, except for one band. And I'll just run it down for you. So, Gacked on Anger, one of my favorite song titles ever, by Amel and the Sniffers, off their self-titled album, possibly the biggest punk rock band on the planet right now, and for good reasons. Amy Taylor is a master at working a crowd. We also heard, before that, we heard from a local band called The Freak Accident, their song Fairy Tales off of The Midnight Show. And, you know, kind of basking in the glow of Radio Valencia's co-present of 50 years of punk rock at the On Broadway and Mubai Gardens in the my favorite part of San Francisco, the Little Italy, North Beach, Chinatown. It's touristy, sure, but it's also cool. We are going to be doing it again. Details to follow. On Broadway is one of the coolest venues I've ever been to in my life. It's just really, it's got a majestic vibe to it, if you could say that. Like, it doesn't have a low ceiling. It's got a very, very high ceiling and really just finely appointed details. If you get the chance, I highly recommend you go see a show. We've got something coming for June 13th. Details to be announced. The only thing I think I'm allowed to say right now is that False Flag will be opening. Three bands total, I'm told, and it's going to be big. So stay tuned for more details. We heard The Point of You by Stiff Richards off of their album State of Mind, another Aussie band. So good. Like, I'm not sure you could really even call them punk. They're just really, really good rock and roll. And before that, Hold Tight by a band called The Hard-Ons. I'm sorry, sir. That Riff's Been Taken is the name of the album that comes from. I stumbled upon that just in the last week. Couldn't get it out of my head, so it's on the air. A little, viral situation into my brain, out through the radio, into yours, and may you pass it along to your friends. We also heard from Lisa LeBlanc off of her album, Why You Wanna Leave, and the name of the song is City Slickers and Country Boys. And before that, we heard the Vermicious Nids. I did look up how to say it, but I just can't quite get my head around how to say it. That song, Touch and Go, off of their album, almost of the same title, except for that they stuck an apostrophe between the K and the N, so it reads Vermicious Canids. And, two Canadian bands, those, Lisa LeBlanc and the Vermicious Kids. I always wonder, if you're from Canada, do you guys know each other? I know there's 40 million or so people up there, but, music communities can be tight-knit sometimes. Okay, so two Canadian bands, three Australian bands. That's a full house of awesome punk rock type stuff, plus the incredible Freak Accident. And let me tell you, the Freak Accident, no spring chickens, but the punk rock playing it seems to be some sort of fountain of youth, because many of the bands that we saw at the 50 years of punk rock celebration, I mean, yeah, they're no spring chickens, but man, do they look fit and they sound strong. Okay, the radio show that I'm playing is called The Escape Velocity. I often play a lot of shoegaze and post-punk stuff. That was not along those lines, but I'm not limiting myself to just shoegaze and punk rock. However, I am going to lean back into it now. This is a band called Burr. They were a thing in San Francisco maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago now, but I think there's stuff, if you like the genre, if you like the vibe, then I think it holds up well. This is called Winterland. This is from Burr off of their album Shadow of a Mountain.
Mm-hmm. my wife? Will you ride my motorbike on the way to Cadiz? On there, we'll be eternally free. Yeah, there, no one will ever cross you.
Yes, I am on a mission to bring the spread the good news of Michael Head to the world. That's Michael Head and the Red Elastic Band, many of one of his many bands, also notably of Pale Fountains and Shaq. That song's called Cadiz. It's off of an album called Notorious Revisited. And that guy is one of my favorite songwriters. Not very well known in the United States, but somewhat more well known in Great Britain, where he's from, including, you know, one of his fans is a guy named Noel Gallagher, who says good things about Michael Head, and I think you should check him out. Before that, we heard John Lennon, How Do You Sleep, off of his Imagine album. So I wanted to play that one because I came across it watching this Paul McCartney documentary, and it's like, I know, you're like, another one? Well, this one's about Wings. And so anyway, I never really gave Imagine a strong listen. And they get into explaining this song, How Do You Sleep? It's basically a diss track from John Lennon to Paul McCartney. And no disrespect to Paul McCartney, I just like the song better now that I know what it's about. And we started off the set with a song called Winterland from Burr, shoegazy type stuff from the Bay Area, from a little some time ago off there on Shadow of a Mountain. That is about it for this week's episode of The Escape Velocity. So good to be back. I took a few weeks off to regenerate. I feel regenerated. I feel rejuvenated. Hoping that you do too. Yeah. All right. Go world. Go people. Up with people. I'm gonna play something called somebody who calls themselves the Nuns, but if you're familiar with punk rock, it's not the same. This is called Psalm 121. I don't think it's the same anyway. It's not very punk rock. It's off an album called Call the Midlife. So we're just gonna play that out and then fade into whatever comes next. Stay tuned to Radio Valencia.